We are continuing to analyze the words and structure of Birchos HaMitzvah, of the blessings we make before performing a mitzvah, ahead of our specific discussion of the Bracha of Al Mitilas Yadayim. That's where we are in the morning. We woke up, we're washing our hands, we're going to make the Bracha Asher Kedishan V'Mitzvosav V'Tzivanu Al Mitilas Yadayim. So we talked about what Baruch means, what it means to say Hashem is blessed. We gave our three explanations. One, that he is a blessed being. Number two, that he is the source of everything. And number three, that with this bracha, we are recognizing that we are drawing more of Hashem's presence into the world through this bracha and through this mitzvah. Those are just a chapter header of the three explanations that we gave earlier of Baruch Atah Hashem. We talked about Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Now, let's talk about Asher Kedishan B'Mitzvosav, who sanctified us with his commandments. Rabbi Schwab has a beautiful paragraph here where he talks about Asher Kedishan B'Mitzvosav, who sanctified us with his commandments, and he suggests that this sanctification refers specifically to physical sanctity as opposed to spiritual sanctity. He says that Asher Kedishanu, who sanctified us, meaning the Jewish people, this refers to the fact that only a Jew can attain the highest levels of physical sanctity, while non-Jews have the ability to reach the highest levels of Tzelem Elokim and reach spiritual heights. They don't have the same ability to bring physical Kedusha into the world. The source for this is at the end of Parshas Vayera, when Avram is taking Yitzchak to go to the Akedah, and he's traveling along with Eliezer and Yishmael, his Ne'arim, his lads that are with him, and he tells Eliezer and Yishmael, Shvu lechem po, you should stay here, im hachamor, with the donkey. And Chazal tell us that he's referring to something by saying ima chamor, with the donkey, that there's some commonality, some commonality between their what they represent and the chamor, and the donkey. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer there gives us a little background information and says that as they were approaching the mountain, Avram Avinu looked up and he saw the cloud, the presence of Hashem, in the form of a cloud on top of the mountain. And he turned to Yitzchak and he said, do you see what I see? And Yitzchak Avinu affirmed, yes, I do see it. And then he turned to the other two, to Eliezer, to Yishmael, and he said, do you see what I see? And they were puzzled. They didn't know what he was talking about. And that's when Avram asked them to remain behind, because this was not for them. Rabbi Schwab has a novel approach. And he says that this is a reference, Adoma lechamor, comparable to the chamor, is a reference to the mitzvah of Peter chamor, of redeeming the firstborn donkey. There's something unusual about a Peter chamor in that, even though it is sanctified, but it only has kedushas damim and not kedushas haguf, meaning it only has monetary sanctity and not physical sanctity. Usually when you have a carbon or something sanctified or designated for Beis HaMikdash, for Hekdesh, then when you redeem it, then that redemption, the sanctity is transferred onto what you redeem it with. We have Maaser Sheni, or you make a Temura, all sorts of examples of this. When you swap out something that was supposed to be Hekdesh for something else, then the Hekdesh quality infects, so to speak, that which you swap it for, the money or whatever it is that you're swapping it for. Not so the case of a Peter Chamor. When you redeem a firstborn donkey, the money or whatever is used for redemption does not become sanctified. And that's because the level of Kedusha that a Chamor has is not Kedushas HaGuf. It's not intrinsic physical sanctity, but it's Kedushas Damim. It's a monetary sanctity attached to its value. So too, what Avram is telling Eliezer and Yishmael is that you have the ability to attain certain levels of sanctity, but not the physical sanctity of a Jew. That's also why there's no special mitzvos surrounding the burial of non-Jews, and why, when it comes to burying of the Jewish deceased, there are all sorts of mitzvahs and rituals. There's all sorts of aspects of tumah that is generated by that physical sanctity exiting the world, and the respect and all, everything that goes into it is there because of this fact that Hashem gives us greater levels of spirituality, both on the soul level and also on the here and now, on the physical level. Similarly, he notes that the Berachos HaMitzvah of Asher Kedishon v'Mitzvosav, who sanctified us with his commandments, usually only apply to physical mitzvos. Rabbi Schwab contends that's why there is no bracha on Hear Her Torah, thinking in Divrei Torah, only in delving and physically speaking words of Torah. According to most opinions, not the Grover, according to most opinions, that would be where we make the bracha of Birchas HaTorah. Similarly, Kriya Shema has no specific mitzvah, even though it is a mitzvah deraisa. It's a biblical commandment that we perform twice a day. But we don't say Asher Kedishah v'mitzvah savitivanu, likro Kriya Shema, to read the Shema, to recite the Shema. Because Shema is Kabbalas Omuch Malchus Shemayim. It is more of a, it's raising a consciousness, it's accepting upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. It's more of a spiritual endeavor than it is a physical one.